First Night Northampton 2013 will be the last one put on by the Northampton Center for the Arts, which launched the annual event 28 years ago and has been the principal sponsor ever since. The center's director, Penny Burke, who is producing her 10th and she says her last First Night, said it's time for another organization to take over.
It has grown bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and we are a relatively small nonprofit organization.
First Night Northampton started 28 years ago with just evening performances at a few locations. Now it runs for 12 hours, starting with a parade at noon, fireworks at 6, and the ball raising on the roof of the Hotel Northampton at midnight. There are more than 70 performers at 20 venues this year. The planning and the process of booking performers, renting venues, obtaining permits, and securing sponsors is nearly a year-round job.
Much about the formula has been very, very successful. I think we can actually make it more successful if more people are kind of involved in the planning and the administration, the responsibility for the event.
Burke says the Center for the Arts will concentrate on its primary mission, advocating on behalf of local artists and venues.
We are losing the lease that we've had on our space for 30 years, and our focus right now is making a transition into a new space and a bit of a different organization. So it's kind of all of this is coming together at the same time.
Northampton Mayor David Narkowitz said he is confident this will not be the last First Night in Northampton.
I think it's one of our signature events. I think it's, you know, People see that ball up on the Hotel Northampton, and it's become a tradition for families and visitors to Northampton, and I think it's an important event, and certainly we'll be working hard with folks, other interested folks in the community, to making sure that it continues.
The mayor said he will convene a meeting in a few weeks with representatives from the city's business and cultural communities to discuss the future of First Night.
We have a lot of folks that first of all love First Night. It's a great tradition in the city. Certainly, the business community is very supportive of it. It brings a lot of people to downtown. It's a great cultural event, and I know that we're going to be brainstorming how we continue First Night.
The city of Northampton provides financial support to First Night with a $6,000 line item in this year's municipal budget. The Downtown Business Improvement District pays for the fireworks show. Center for the Arts Executive Director Burke said producing her last First Night Northampton has been bittersweet.
I have no reason to believe that it won't continue in some form, but this will be the last year I'll be doing it to this extent. So I'll miss it, but I won't.
Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.